Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
What don't you like, Wendy Nolan?
tell us, Wendy, on your live mic on an outside broadcast. Tell us.
Jason was just telling me not to mess it up, and then I went and did it. So he's busy wetting himself.
He's undermining
in the corner.
You, eh?
He's undermining me.
Hello,
yes.
Wendy.
Hello, Darren. Let's start that.
I know you're going to be talking about butter today, mm-hmm. But before we do, please can I ask you to say, shall I do it for you, Sky?
Go for it, bro.
Okay. Betty Boerter bought a bitter butter, but the bitter butter Betty Boerter bought was bitter. So Betty Boerter bought a bit of bitter butter to make the bitter butter better. Could you just quickly?
You're just such a show off. Can I just say that?
Yeah, just go for it.
It doesn't have to be done that fast.
Okay.
Betty Boerter bought a bit of butter, but the butter was bitter. So Betty Boerter bought a better bit of butter
to make the bitter butter better.
Well, I don't have you don't do the whole thing.
Why?
The point is that yeah. Betty would need a lot of money to buy all that butter these days.
Yeah.
Because anyone follows the price of butter and buys a lot of butter, they will know that the price is absolutely skyrocketing, and not just in South Africa, globally.
Really?
Go into social media, you'll find lots of whinges and outrage about
it. Why?
Okay, well, like anything, supply and demand, there's been a huge spike in demand. People going for high-fat products, the Bantas, the generally a switch towards animal fats.
Yeah.
And to the point where a few days ago in the Pick and Pay Hyper here in Durban North, there were quite a few empty shelves where the local butter brands used to be, and they had a sign up saying, "Dear valued customer, we'd like to apologize for the short supply of butter and butter spread due to the shortage of raw cream as per the supplier." A little bit strangely worded, but you get the idea. Butter is suddenly a very hot item. There is not enough of it to meet the world demand. And as I said, whenever there's a shortage of something, it leads to a hike in price.
Yeah.
And get this, Darren, I know you're a fan of Lurpak butter.
Yeah.
The Hyper at the moment has a 500-gram brick, that's the standard size, on sale for 98 rand. Okay, not 98 rand a kilo, which would have been expensive even a year ago.
Yeah.
That Lurpak is 198 rand a kilo. So that's how crazy it's become. According to independent consumer website Retail Price Watch, the average price of the Clover 500-gram pack of butter at Checkers, ShopRite, Pick and Pay and Spar in January last year, 2016, was 45 rand 25.
Yeah.
Okay, this month it's 61 rand 84 on average. So that's a 36.7% increase. Even worse in Europe, the butter price has doubled in the last year, leading to predictions, listen to this, only the Europeans, of a croissant apocalypse. Okay, because you know how much butter goes into
exactly.
A croissant. All right, so really, really serious.
So clearly, the big question is, why is all of this happening?
Okay, so several reasons. I hinted just now. Consumers have warmly embraced the news that recent studies have cast huge doubt on the link between butter and cardiovascular disease. Where's that thing? I remember my dad had heart issues decades ago and cut butter. Out.
Yeah. Normally it's the wife that says, "You will not have any more
well,
butter."
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So in South Africa as well, we have the Banting Brigade to thank for the big swing away from low fat diets to full fat or even double fat products such as yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge demand for cream, which is what butter is, churned cream.
Yeah.
And of course, when there was a big demand for low fat products, your milk, your yogurts and whatever, the cream which was skimmed off those products went to make the butter. And now there's less of that. So perfect storm. The weather in various dairy producing regions around the world hasn't been ideal,
yeah.
New Zealand in particular, so that affects production. We've got the drought in the Western Cape. The dairy industry globally was hit hard times about 12 years ago due to massive oversupply, okay, which led to a dramatic drop in the prices,
okay.
And then to a shrinkage in supply. They stopped, you know, they pulled back.
Yes.
So it's not that simple to just, okay, make more cream, because it takes time to build up dairy. You know, dairy herds, and with the right kind of cows. And this really fascinated me. Stuart McKenzie, who's CEO of a recently formed KZN dairy company called Dairy Day, told me that traditionally the local market only focused on milk volumes, okay, with little consideration for the type of milk, the protein and the butter fat content. Okay, so the breeding selection of these cows was around volume.
All about volume, yeah.
So he says, but I think the world has placed more demand on things like protein, and the protein component of milk has become more and more valuable, and butter fat as well. But to change a herd of cows to meet new production requirement takes a few generations.
Yes, one does not grow a cow in a week.
Yeah, a cow with lovely, rich, butter fatty milk.
Yeah, so there's obviously no quick fix.
Sadly, no.
Okay, so what are the retailers doing?
Okay, I spoke to a couple of them. There's not a lot they can say, because they're at the mercy of the suppliers, such as Clover, Parmalat, Crystal Valley, which is ShopRite's private label. Mm-hmm. Shoprite said it sources 95% of its butter from local manufacturers and will look into supplementing its volumes from overseas when necessary or if a price advantage can be gained in the interest of the consumer. And I don't see that price advantage happening because overseas is in the same boat
as we
are.
Even more, yeah.
But the current high prices aren't making... as I said, they aren't making imports a viable option. Pick and Pay's Brian Austin, head of groceries and perishables, said that they buy the vast majority of their products locally and only import when there are shortages.
So how long is the shortage and these ridiculous prices going to last?
There's no good news on that front, I'm afraid. Jacques van Heerden of Clover said the company was uncertain. We are typically hesitant to import butter due to our strict quality requirements, he said.
Yeah.
But due to the major shortage, we are trying to import some butter to be used as an ingredient in the reconstitution of certain final products. I'm not entirely sure what that means.
So they aren't exporting any of our butter the EU?
No, somebody on Twitter actually had a conspiracy theory about that, saying we were suddenly short of butter because the local producers were seeing a buck to be made by exporting to the EU.
Yeah.
But no, Clover says they definitely aren't. They only export to one country, interestingly, a little island called Mauritius.
Huh.
So, if you are a butter lover, as I am, you're in for an expensive ride for quite some time and lots of chasing of specials.
Or just come once a week to the Oyster Box and, you know, those little tubs that they have conveniently lying around.
Stash them. Darren. One other thing, Twitter's also, if you look, full of people sharing recipes on how to make your own butter from churning the cream.
Oh, really?
But of course, you need to find the cream at a cheap enough price.
Where are you
find
the cream?
That's what people have been reduced to, make your own butter.
Wow, this is fascinating. Again, world-class Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.